Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Great achievement to do it with a game to spare, given all the problems you've had.
Yeah, I have no idea. No, I didn't think a second about the Napoli game yet. But qualifying for the knockout stages, I think nobody ever should take for granted. It's really difficult. We did that again, which is a big achievement in itself. In a game, which started obviously really, really tricky for us because Ajax, and that makes the victory in the end even sweeter because Ajax is a really good team. And then we beat them twice, very important. And today, the first half an hour, maybe 35 minutes, I don't know exactly how, they were a better team. They look much more settled than us. That might be normal because we changed again slightly, and we, from our point of view, we had to press slightly different and had to get used to that. But if that's normal, it's an away game in a Champions League, it's difficult. So we came through that with one situation where we're probably lucky and the other situation where we definitely where we had a good block, it's defending as well. So then we scored our goal, and you can see what the goal, how that can open pretty much everything, because the next situation was, and the goal was already brilliant, but the next situation was a sensational football moment. Unfortunately, we hit the post there. But half-time, we had a lot of good moments to show as well and try to continue on that pathway and then score the two goals and control the game, which is really good and difficult to reach. And now we are really happy about going to the last, what is it, 16 or what? Yeah, great.
Jürgen, is Jordan Henderson okay?
I think so. So I was worried as well when I saw the situation, and because it was in front of me. And, but he, I think he got knee on knee, so painful, a bruise, probably really painful. But as far as I know now, nothing else. So that should be fine.
And everyone else okay? That you know.
Yes. We didn't have to spend too much time in the dressing room yet, but nobody came to me with any bigger problems.
Jürgen, you say the first half an hour, you did appear to sort of struggle maybe with the system that you were adopting. Is that because of all the changes and the, you know, that have been caused by the injuries?
No. So we could have. We could have lined up today, obviously, with that formation in a 4-3-3, but we decided more for a diamond. Well, the difference is obviously in possession, not that big, but it keeps the strike a bit more inside, so we have no clear wingers. The wings open up for the fullbacks and all these kind of things, so that's nothing new. But you have to be really brave on the eight positions and on the fullback positions, and we had the problem was only you arrive there in the challenge, you want to block the fullback, and in that moment they pass the ball to Tadic or to Brobby, and that's there, we couldn't stop them pretty much because they just physically were really there. And we had this situation in the home game as well with Tadic especially, and I think the ref there whistled like 5-6 offensive fouls. I'm not sure they were all offensive fouls, but he had thought like that today. He didn't whistle them. So from there, they played on. And that was one problem. The other problem is the man-marking system of Ajax is uncomfortable. And just means you have to, we should have turned in a lot of moments in midfield where we then realize immediately that we are not constantly under pressure. And then we needed, very important was last line, Virg and Joey, in the moment they started stepping in, and you might remember the first game when we played Ajax, when Joel was constantly super active there. In the moment they stepped in, Ajax was in doubt, because now they have to mark a different player. Now they leave another player free, and all of a sudden you find constantly a player you can play with. And that changed everything. We needed time to do that again. And when we did it, then we controlled the game and we had brilliant moments, actually.
I think after that sort of shaky start, if you like, but to produce that performance, yeah, and that victory,
it's good.
When
it's
you
good.
Needed a performance.
Extremely yeah. helpful. Absolutely. Very good. So I'm not sure what is better in our situation, to fly through a game. Probably everybody would love it, but to overcome difficulties and in the end to develop into your best self is obviously very, very helpful as well. And today it was like that. And in the end, we just did really well. So that's how it is. And that obviously what we believe, what stays with us as well. So most important thing is, I would have be over the moon if we play here today 0-0 and get through, because it's all about getting through. And we did that with the 3-0. And that's perfect. Scored wonderful goals, like really wonderful goals. So the first goal was, the overview of Hendo was exceptional. The second goal was a great cross and a super, the whole situation, how Darwin takes on pretty much everybody, and then Harvey crowned his really good performance with a sensational finish. So that's all individually very helpful and for the group as well, and that's why we are really happy in the moment.
Was it that ability to sort of problem solve midway through the first half which impressed you the most, perhaps, about the performance?
The things we, what you have to do is pretty early, pretty clear where we played into their cards. So, but it's then difficult to change on a pitch, because you're the one who feels, obviously, not that he has to step in, that you walk, go with the ball and these kind of things. That's why they pass all the time. But we needed the fullbacks higher. Then Joey can step in, then he can pass ball to Trent, and Trent can go with the ball as well, like acceleration, stuff like this. Same for Robbo. The goal we scored was a Robbo acceleration, the big chance we had, was a Robbo acceleration, and then keeping the overview, finding Bobby or whatever, and then he passed the ball back again and hit the post. So this is a very good example how you had to, how you have to play, and that's sometimes you just have to realize that step by step during the game and then doing it again. So, like, obviously these moments were really good, but it was after we had to just to defend, and it's fine. I have no problem with that. When you are, when the other team is doing well, and then you have just to get through this, and in the moment when you can take over, you have to take over.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.